Hey everybody, Jeff Dunham, and I am live here at Planet Hollywood on the back theater. And we're laughing about that because I can't pronounce it. But at the back theater here in the Planet Hollywood, and we have a guest on stage. By the way, we have a lovely audience here in the theater. Say hi, everybody, here at Planet Hollywood. So we have a guest here this evening who happened to have a debate the other night. Ladies and gentlemen, we have President Joe Biden here this evening. So say hello to Joe Biden. Yeah.
Oh, apparently we have some cows here in the audience. I'm not sure. They're saying go, Brandon, or something like that. Let's go. Shut up. Okay.
Good evening, sir.
Hello.
So, Mr. President.
Oh, where? Is he here? Is it the black one?
No, you're the president.
Oh, finally. What a campaign that was. I never left my basement.
That was 4 years ago.
Well, time flies when they put you on the right meds.
It's good to see you, Mr. President.
Oh, so the president is here.
Yes, you're here.
Oh, good. I was wondering where I was. Oh, I look good. I look a lot better than I did in the debate, don't I? Quite handsome.
And how are you, Mr. President?
Better never. I mean, never butter. Never butter sandwich cookies. I love those things. I want some ice cream. Where's my nurse?
I didn't know you had a nurse.
Yeah, well, it's some woman.
I don't know her.
No, neither do I.
Okay. What's her name?
Phil.
You mean Jill?
That's him.
That's your wife?
Phil is my wife?
Jill is your wife.
Oh, don't tell Phil.
Mr. President,
I won!
The debate?
No, I'm just rehearsing for bingo later tonight. After Phil gets me some ice cream and reads me a bedtime story. Did you try any of these jokes out on anybody?
No. The debate just happened. It's kind of, I don't know. This is kind of dangerous.
Yeah, it is. You could be canceled after this right here.
Stay in character.
Shut up. By the way, you think the debate was bad? Just wait until the swimsuit competition. I think we grossed everybody out on that one. Yeah. Great debate. I knocked it out of the sandwich. Squirrel! What are you laughing at?
I don't know. That made me laugh when I wrote that one. So. Mr. President.
I think this whole thing was funny.
Funny?
Yeah. I think my own party just realized how old I am. You dumbasses. That I killed it at the debate.
You killed?
Yeah, I killed the Democratic Party's hopes of winning the next election.
By the way, I want to say, I know we have people from both parties represented here this evening, and I just make fun of what's going on in the news. That's it. So, Mr. President.
You know, despite what you heard, the Democrats are not panicking.
No.
No, they're freaking the F out. The debate united the Democratic Party. That's why they're all voting for Trump.
You think your party's no longer behind you?
Oh, they're behind me, but they're running through the freaking hills.
I see.
I'm kidding. The Democratic Party is totally in sync with me.
They're in sync with you.
Oh, sure. Because after the debate, they also crap their pants.
Are you worried about the election?
No, I take Viagra.
Election, election.
Good for you. Keep it away from me.
Mr. President.
You know, Jack. Jeff. Age is just a letter.
You know, you seem much better the next day at that rally.
Well, they gave me a Red Bull enema.
I didn't know that.
Woohoo! I got wings in my ass.
You know, you've said lately that you've made many accomplishments during your term.
I have. I have done the impossible.
And what is that?
I fell up a flight of stairs. 3 times in 10 seconds. First senator to ever do that.
President.
President!
And how did you get here this evening, Mr. President?
I wanted to ride my bike, but I kept dropping my ice cream cone. You know, my son Hunter wants me to give up bicycling for skiing.
Really?
Yeah, he keeps saying, Dad, the powder is great. And everyone thinks I'm sniffing the women.
Okay.
I have a question.
Yes, sir.
When is this debate they keep talking about?
You just had it.
I did.
Yes, you just had one of the worst political debates in American history.
Oh.
What are you going to do now?
I'm going to Disneyland!
And should we keep going here? All right, then can somebody come this, hold this damn camera? My arm's about to fall off. Marnell, could you come out here real quick? Wait, no, you can't. Never mind. Marnell can't come out here. Who's good at holding this camera? Here, maybe if I'll just set my... No, it still won't work.
You weakling.
All right, we'll just keep going.
Hey!
No, let's get somebody to hold the camera. Who's going to come out here real quick? No, there's no stairs here. Hold on one second. Marnell, can anybody come out and do that? Anybody?
Hurry up. It's live. You better hurry the hell up. Just keep going. You're fine.
Okay.
All right. Hey, you know what my doctor said?
No.
Neither do I.
All right, now we can keep going. It's fine. Never mind.
You know, I'm not the only one who forgets stuff.
Of course not.
Trump forgets things.
Like what?
Well, he's the only one who... Well, he's the one who started the war in Yugoslavia.
Ukraine.
I did?
What?
What? Hey, you ever heard Trump make up words?
I think you both make up words.
That's true. During my speech last week, I made up some words that sounded like my dentures fell out. Today's economy of... Then I wandered over to the American flag and started talking to it. Hey, if you had been there, you could have made it talk back and saved my ass.
So, as our commander-in-chief...
Can't say chief? No, no, it's racist. You know... Yeah, when you're trying to figure something out, don't say to them how, because they're like... Stop it! I'm kidding. I had nothing but respect for the Native Americans.
Sure.
We play their casinos a lot.
Yeah, we do. Oh, yeah.
Glad I have hair. What? Nothing's forgotten. Okay.
Look, do you have any advice for Americans as we navigate through these difficult times?
Vote for me, Brandon! And buy one of those reverse mortgages from Magnum P.I.
Tom Selleck.
He sure does.
What?
What? Oh, I just remembered how I got here tonight.
How?
Secret Service put me in that box you just got me out of.
Right.
Yeah, they put me in a box.
Why in a box?
I think I fell asleep on my desk and they thought I was dead.
That doesn't sound good.
It wasn't bad. I had company.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. There's a dead terrorist in there, too.
I know.
You do.
Yeah, did you talk to him?
Oh, I did. I begged him to make an oil deal. the old that I can still get on my knees. Oh, too far? It's too far. That even offended me. Hey, is my old girlfriend still in office? Who's that, Nancy Pelosi? Your girlfriend, I used to date her.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did. She was kind of hot back then.
Really?
Yeah, that was 4 score and 7 faces ago. You know, I'm also good friends with the Clintons.
Really?
Oh, sure. You don't live this long being a former friend with the Clintons. And good luck to you after word of this show gets out.
Well, I want to pause here just for a second. Well, you know, you're not really the president.
Yes, I am.
No, you're not.
Come on, everybody says I look just like him.
Yeah?
And somebody else is always telling me what to say. So here I am. Ta-da!
Say goodnight, Walter.
Thanks, everybody. We love Planet Hollywood.
All right, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Live from the back theater, the back
theater
at Planet Hollywood.
Okay, now you gotta hit that finish button.
I can't do it with one hand.
You gotta lay the thorn down.
Okay, thanks for joining us, everyone.
Yeah, we love you guys. Shit, whatever. Okay, all right, there we go.